Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
You know, the interesting thing about Superman Returns...
I'm ready.
...is that we're actually Superman returning in the CW version of Superman, bringing back this version of Superman. Or is it?
Maybe. Could be a parallel universe version of that Superman, yes, who looks quite similar.
Of course, we are talking about today for Caravan of Garbage, Superman Returns, the 2006 blockbuster?
I don't know. You would have that information there, right? Did it do well?
It did okay. Not okay, enough to great. Warrant a sequel.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll talk about it and kind of the plans for the sequel that okay. It was going to get later on in the video.
Was the sequel, a bit of a preview, was the sequel going to contain anything interesting?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh my goodness, what a twist.
Anyways, if you do want to hear any of that, you have to leave a like. That's how it works. Otherwise, it won't play for you. We're sorry. We don't make the rules. It's just the way YouTube works now. They changed it.
That's so weird.
Yeah, you'll only get to hear about the Superman Returns sequel if you hit a like on any video.
And they send you money.
Right, yeah.
Just got to click that like.
So I guess the interesting thing about Superman Returns is it's a quasi-sequel to the Chris Reeve films from the 70s and 80s.
But not all of them?
But not all of them. Only the first two, and also only some elements of those movies.
Right, gotcha.
But for all intents and purposes, Mason.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Or intensive purposes.
Incorrect.
As some people like to say.
No, you can't say it.
It's the Chris Reeve Superman.
Yeah, and look, when this movie came out, I saw it at cinemas, and I did not care for it.
Yes.
But this time around, I appreciate that it's actually a very sort of, it's a very loving homage to those original Christopher Reeve movies.
Yes.
And that, you know, Christopher Reeve was this beloved actor and a beloved version of Superman. I still don't think it's a good movie.
Well, I did like it when it came out, but I know, acknowledging that it has a lot of flaws, but watching it again, it's a grind, man. Like, right? It's tough to get through. But that being said, the Brandon Routh Superman is good.
Mm.
He is good. He looks good. He's got the Clark Kent mannerisms down pat. The Superman, like the inflections in his voice, all of that stuff works. Pretty much everything else around that.
Yeah.
I mean, putting aside also that this movie was directed by a sex criminal,
yeah,
allegedly.
A bit of a downer.
Yeah.
How long are you going to make that pause between sex criminal and allegedly?
10 minutes.
Incredible.
I'll get us to the 10-minute mark.
Okay. Leave a like and we'll say allegedly. It is an accurate homage to those movies, but I feel like ultimately the world has moved on from that version of the superhero movie.
And it's strange because even though it is technically the same universe, it doesn't feel like the same city. It's this weird sepia-toned 1930s, 40s New York kind of look.
It's kind of...
slash also 2006.
It kind of feels like a combination of the old Superman movies and like a Batman the Animated Series. Where
yeah,
it's
right.
Sort of this atemporal universe where is it the modern day or is it the past?
Yeah.
It's not a real world, and so in animation that kind of works.
Yes.
But maybe in live action, it's hard to connect with these people because you go, oh, well, they live in a bottle city, not unlike the bottle city of Candor.
Very good. That's a great reference.
But also sepia-toned and boring, and everyone's sad all the time. But you know what I mean? You can't be, they're like, oh my God, what if Lex Luthor destroys this world? It's not my world. Why would I? It doesn't bother me.
It's not anybody's world.
Mm.
Yeah. So the story picks up. It's supposed to be 5 years after he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't tell Lois that he's going. He just does.
Doesn't he wipe her memory at the end of Superman 2?
Well, it's odd because they must have, I guess, slept together after he wiped her memory. And people have talked about this before. Or she had Superman's kid and has no idea how that happened.
Yeah, it's really weird when you think about
it. It's really weird when you think about it. Yeah.
As much as I try not to think about it,
yes.
I can't not think about it.
But there also are a couple of things that I don't like about this version of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
The suit is, I feel, too overly designed in parts. It doesn't quite come together for me. There's too many like the S's on the back of the boots, the kind of the leatherish cape, mm-hmm. the kind of muted red of it all.
What would you prefer? Closer to the Christopher Reeve version or closer to the Henry Cavill version?
Like a modern update of the Chris Reeve version with those kind of colours.
Underpants or no underpants?
Underpants.
I mean on the outside.
Underpants on the outside. Okay, you? Cool.
So two sets of underpants.
I think it breaks up the...
I think it's so, but yeah. I think you can do that just as well with the boot, with the belt.
Yeah.
Or like you can do it sort of iron... Because, you know, comic book Iron Man.
He's got metal underpants.
He had the metal underpants for a long time, but then you sort of make it more of a bike short situation.
Yeah, definitely.
A bit longer,
you can do it with some lines and whatever. People have done that. The other thing is he's a weird creep because he's just going to Lois's house and just looking in and being like, what's going on here? I'm sad, so I'm just going to look at this woman.
I'm going to look at this woman that I'm going to try and break into her email later. I think the number one clue that this is in some sort of atemporal parallel universe where it doesn't matter to me whether they live or die is when they try to break into Lois Lane's email at some point during the movie. And they try to find her password. And there's a little animated Lois Lane going like, ah, like Nedry in Jurassic Park. Yeah. Like, you can't break into my email. Boop, 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 boop. Did she make that? Did Jimmy Olsen make it for her?
She made it. Well, even if Jimmy Olsen made it, they must have got her photos to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, odd. But when he's being Superman, and I'm talking about doing Superman stuff, the plane catch is incredible.
Yeah.
And I like that it's not just... He just catches it out of midair because it's spinning out of control.
Yeah,
he has to take the wings off and slowly kind of break it down and then, you know, gently lay it on the ground in the stadium. That being said, I think he landed in the stadium on purpose.
Oh, yeah, just get a little bit of cred. Let the people know that he's out there, you know, then he's still an influencer.
Also, do you not want to move it? Do you not want to move it? They were just playing baseball.
Right? What, are they going to play baseball around this jetliner? Also, again, it's kind of, you know, it's this homage to... a previous Superman movie, and it's an update, and it looks great, and it's maybe what they would have done in the late 70s if they had the technology available. But it's not a new thing.
Yeah.
It's retreading old ground in a kind of technically new way, which I don't think I never found very interesting.
No, that's fair enough. Because also, the stuff that he does as Superman, it's way too brief. There is a moment when the city's kind of exploding at the end and he's using his powers to kind of problem solve his way through it. He's not just knocking down buildings. Mm-hmm. Like, he's taking care of the glass that's falling down by incinerating it. You know, it's on fire and he's using his freeze breath and
he's
whatever.
You know, he's rescuing civilians who are going to fall onto a train track by incinerating them.
Yes, that's right. You know? All classic Superman things. Mm-hmm. And then there's, of course, the moment where he takes a bullet to the eye.
Yeah.
Which is a new thing. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they put it in the trailer and there's nothing better than that in this movie.
Yeah, they put it in the trailer. And they also, in the movie, they put it right after he survived about 1,000 bullets from a really big machine gun.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. I know you love a minigun minute.
Yep.
How does it rank?
It's got 8 barrels as opposed to the minigun's classic 6 barrels.
So it doesn't count.
Yeah, I feel like they made it just for the, like they built it from scratch just for the movie. It doesn't feel authentic to me. This weird parallel universe where miniguns have
a big winch.
It is not a big winch, right?
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
I don't know how they did it.
I don't know.
Maybe it was always on the roof. Yep. They got it installed when the building was made.
Mm-hmm, yeah, to protect against Superman.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Lois Lane has copped a bit of flack in this because she's not Margot Kidder. That means
she's a different actor who I tried to remember the name of many times. Kate Bosworth, and I could never pull it.
I think she's fine.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I don't think she's that bad. But what I don't think is good in this is the interpretation of Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
Putting aside the weird Kevin Spacey stuff, I guess his performance is Gene Hackman-esque.
Right.
But that version does not fly in the movie this is trying to be. You've talked about this before. He's a fucking dummy.
Yeah, exactly. The initial scene we see with Lex Luthor is a scene in which he spent a very long time.
5 years.
He spent 5 years. While he was in prison, he got into some sort of letter-writing correspondence with an old rich woman.
Mm.
And then once he got out, he continued some sort of weird relationship with her.
Yep.
And then after 5 years, he just about manages to convince her to put him in her will to give him all her riches and her boat.
Mm-hmm.
But then she dies beforehand, so he just grabs her hand and scrawls her signature on the will.
Yeah, what a plan.
What a plan.
What a genius.
Superman's been away from Earth for 5 years, and that's the best he could do, right?
And the only reason he got out was because apparently Superman didn't turn up for his appeal.
That's right, yeah.
You don't have all the other evidence when he started that earthquake? Is that not enough?
Uh-huh.
Just, Your Honor, he started the earthquake. That was him.
That's right.
Yeah, he should be in jail. Why are we even considering this?
Mm.
Yeah.
Again, watching it with fresh eyes and going, okay, as an homage to the old Superman movies, the idea that he would swindle a rich widow is kind of, it's evil and cruel in a old school comic book kind of way.
Sure.
But again, it's dumb and lame.
It's dumb and lame. And speaking of dumb and lame, part of his master plan is, of course, to steal the crystals from the Fortress of Solitude, which, by the way, if you get one of them wet, it just goes insane. That's a very poor design choice.
Especially if you're going to mostly park them in the Arctic.
Yes, that's right.
A place full of frozen water. lived in by a man who can shoot fire out of his eyes. Also, side note, imagine living in a world, the planet Krypton, where the operating system to your computer takes like 30 seconds to slowly creep out of the ground every time you want to use it. You're like, man, I should really check Twitter.
And it's unlabeled. Where's the back button?
Where is the back button? Exactly.
How do I block people on Twitter with this?
Oh, my goodness.
You have to throw a crystal into a lake or something.
That's right. And physically block them. A large landmass will come up between you and them. And then they're blocked. Old school.
So his idea is, of course, to grow a new island, which will sink a large portion of the US of A underwater.
A quarter portion.
A quarter portion. And then sell that real estate to people.
To as who? If, as all if the people in America are dead?
But also, do you want to live on a weird crystal poisoned island?
That's definitely going to give you radiation poison. Yeah, of course I do. It is wild. And also, if you went slightly further out, Lex Luthor, into the ocean, maybe you could find some, you know, some unclaimed water that you could just build your own land in.
Absolutely.
Why destroy America? Again, the cruelty is the is the undercurrent of this character, but it just makes him seem dumber.
They're going to get you for this.
Yeah.
If it's not Superman, someone's going to shoot you. 100%. You don't have your battle armor Lex Luthor suit. And the other thing is, he's like, how are they going to get me? I've got advanced alien technology. Not really.
You don't even know how it works.
I don't know, man. It's just daft, the whole thing.
It really
it
is.
It doesn't work at all. Mm-hmm. Other things that I feel like don't work is they flash back to Superman as a kid jumping in a field, I guess to show him developing his powers, but also he's wearing glasses. All right, whatever. Okay. Because I feel like that's always been a thing that he's adopted.
Right, okay.
Maybe
his
vision was developing. And
look, maybe
whatever,
in this crazy parallel universe version of Superman, he got the jumps first and the good eyesight second.
Okay, hops then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eyes.
Hops and eyes.
Okay,
exactly,
I got you, yeah. It's also odd some of the things they decide to keep, including bringing Marlon Brando back as Jor-El, despite I'm pretty confident being destroyed in a previous movie.
Okay.
You know, because he has to blow up the Fortress of Solitude to get his powers back. Also, Brando isn't really in that movie because of there was a whole...
And he's definitely not in this movie,
no,
for
he's definitely
real.
Not. I mean, it's incredible that they were able to bring him back, and, you know, it's convincing enough. But it just feels like, why are you doing this?
Again, it's a weird piece of technology. Also, Jor-El's like, is that you, Kal-El? And Lex Luthor's like, yep. It's me.
Well, that's also how
it works. Give me all the secrets.
That's how it works in the 70s as well. It like anticipates his responses. It's like a tape recorder.
Okay, right.
And it just presumes he's going to ask these questions. But if you sit anybody else in that room, they're just like, I don't understand what this. Where's the back button?
Here's all the secrets, though.
Block Jor-El. You know what, though? This movie should have opened with the deleted scene, which is fully finished.
I was going to mention the deleted scene.
There's a few of them we can get to.
So the first deleted scene, look, at the start of this movie, Superman returns from his trip to the ruins of the planet Krypton, hence the name of the movie,
yes.
Superman Returns from the Ruins of His Planet Krypton. But the scene that was deleted before that is him flying to Krypton in a sort of an amazing spaceship made of the crystalline technology from the Fortress of Solitude, and it looks great. Side note, though, it's a giant glowing crystalline spaceship, but when he wants to look at something outside, there's a tiny little searchlight that comes out on the front.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Just you know.
He threw it into a pile of torches to make it work.
Ah, that explains a lot.
That
but
does.
Yeah, you know, my guess is the reason this was taken out is because it makes the rest of the movie seem even more dull than it already is.
I think it's the movie's worse off for it.
Because it would set up the idea that more space stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
Instead, as opposed to more landmass stuff.
Well, let's talk about that. Because the big kind of confrontation at the end of this is Superman lands on the Kryptonite Island. He gets stabbed. I think it's quite a good scene. And they throw him off the edge. And then he comes back and he lifts the island. But it's not a particularly compelling ending. For one, I'm not really sure how he's able to do it. Because there's Kryptonite all around him. It's not really established how it affects him and how long it takes and any of that.
Yeah, I'm not.
But he just does it.
He just believes in himself, and Lois believes in him.
Yeah.
And Lois's new husband, whom he's cucking, also believes in him. But also, when you think about it, it also wouldn't be that difficult for him to pick up like a big tectonic plate and just put it under it like it's like a plate.
Like a hot plate.
Like a hot plate, and then just lift it into space with no effect.
Or a big pair of lead oven mitts.
Exactly, that's right.
Just lift it up, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a very thrilling ending when the greatest superhero the world has ever seen just lifts a big thing at the end.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's not exciting. Also, at the end, that's not really the end of the movie. The end of the movie is falls back to Earth, and then he's very, 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 very slowly nursed back to health in a hospital.
Yep.
What a big finale.
Huge
and then
finale.
After he's fine.
But I also like that. I like the ending of that he's not alone in the universe. Like, he thought he was alone, but he's, at the very least, he's got a son, which, look, he got him under nefarious circumstances, but look, he has one, doesn't he?
That's right. I mean, it's a son he abandoned for 5 years, but still.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's some stuff in here which is sort of hinted at, which was supposed to be elaborated on in the movie.
Is there, like most Superman movies, a sly reference to Gotham City?
There is, of course, that. Yeah, absolutely. But
that's right. There's a more interesting superhero just down the highway.
You know, Cal Penn, who plays one of Lex Luthor's henchmen.
And also either Harold or Kumar.
That's right,
Kumar.
Correct, yes. He
and was also a presidential advisor for
Obama. He was for Obama, yeah. He revealed that his character was a disgraced former Daily Planet science reporter who was bribed by Lex Luthor to plant false evidence of Krypton's survival, thus inspiring Superman to leave Earth.
Oh, so that would have been interesting to put in.
Yeah.
And then it would have caused Superman to really sock him in the jaw at the end of that.
That's right.
But again, there was no time for socking anybody in the jaw because that had to be a big thing.
They had to lift that big thing.
Yeah.
Who else was going to lift it?
Cal Penn? No.
No.
It's just a regular man.
Just a regular man.
Yeah. What if he really believed in himself?
Well, they actually probably could now that I think about it. Yeah. The other thing was Bryan Singer wanted Jude Law as Zod. And after he repeatedly turned down that role.
I've got to be the young Pope or nothing, he said.
In 10 to 12 years. Yes. So he decided to remove him entirely. But I think giving Superman someone to punch, this movie really lacks that.
Yeah.
At least give him a Lex Luthor who's a match.
Or give him.
Feasibly. I mean, like in a realistic way.
Yeah, right. Battle suit would be good.
Yeah.
Martian DNA, he's done that recently. That's pretty exciting.
That, yeah.
How about this? Instead of any of the stuff we saw, it's 2 hours of Superman flying from outer space to Earth. Just gathering up speed and then just cutting back to Lex Luthor's reaction every time as he knows it's coming. He receives an email that's like, I'm going to punch you so hard from outer space, Lex Luthor.
I'm coming.
And then it's just him going, oh no. And it's just him hiding in different places in the yacht. Like, oh, is this going to, no, that's not going to work. Oh, maybe behind the piano. Oh no.
Do you want to hear a little bit about this sequel though?
Yes.
So apparently it would have centered around Brainiac.
Oh.
And it would have revealed that he followed Superman back to Earth from the remnants of Krypton during his trip. Also, the bank robber who shot Superman in the eye would have turned out to be John Corbin, a.k.a. Metallo, I believe it's pronounced.
It's not. but go for your life. I shan't correct you.
No, I'm right. People know I'm right, and they'll say I'm right in the comments. Mm-hmm. Please yep. confirm that I'm right, everybody. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, that would involve a sequence in which Superman, like, really rips all his arms and legs off.
That's right, yeah. But he's got that kryptonite chest, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, was he going to be revealed to be that character, whose name I'm not going to say, in that movie, or was he later going to become that character, I guess?
I guess he later was going to become it. The other thing is, apparently they were hammering out the idea of maybe Darkseid.
God, there's so many interesting ideas that sound like excellent ideas for sequels that also would have been excellent ideas for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
As it was made at the time.
At the time, absolutely. The thing is, though, there is a sequel to this starring Brandon Routh. I'm, of course, talking about Dylan Dog, Dead of Night, the comic book adaptation. Jimmy Olsen's back also.
Is he what?
Yes, that's
right. Oh, my goodness. The adaptation of the classic Italian crime supernatural comic.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
Or whatever it is.
I think it's some sort of spooky Italian comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've seen it. I remember we rented it, but I don't.
It's spookissimo, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. But, of course, he has returned for the new CW crossover.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
He's sort of the Superman Returns version and the Chris Reeve version, but there's a few things that hint at that he's maybe not.
Yeah, there's some clues that he's maybe also the Kingdom Come version of Superman, yes. Specifically the logo.
Yeah, or he might become that version at some point. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, he mentions how he's previously fought himself, which is something that happened in Superman 3.
Right, okay.
So he might not be the exact Superman Returns version.
Or Superman Returns takes place between Superman 2 and Superman 3, and he places his kid up for adoption. He's never mentioned again.
It's entirely possible. Or
yes,
they couldn't afford to get all the cast back from Superman Returns, so they just say that they're all dead.
That could work too, yeah.
Which is what they did.
Yeah, that's right.
But of course, this is the segment of the video I like to call, "Oh my God, I can't believe you didn't mention this very specific and inconsequential detail." But here I am doing that right now.
Let's do it. I'm ready to hear about it.
Richard Branson plays an astronaut in this. He's in the Virgin Galactic flight that takes off.
Oh, one of his many famous cameos.
That's
around
right.
Virgin-related properties.
Which they also take out if you're ever watching the airplane version of
on
this.
On a competing airline.
On a competing airline, that's right.
On the in the version of Casino Royale, he just gets beaten up by airport security.
Gotham, as you mentioned, is mentioned in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Batman
double mention
might exist or does exist.
Or possibly Batwoman or Robin, any That's of right. the Robins.
Exactly.
Let's list all the Robins. Because
let's do it.
No, let's not.
Let's not. And the other thing is there is mention of a birthday clown massacre, which I guess is a loose kind of hint towards the Joker in this universe.
Mm.
So there you go.
Or the Jester.
Or the Jester.
A different version.
A different universe.
A different universe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's Bruce Wayne, but he's a clown instead or something.
I think it's just the Joker, isn't it?
Oh, okay,
like
maybe.
Good the Joker?
I don't know. Tell us in the comments.
I think it's Good the Joker.
Please do.
Yeah. Because he goes up against Superman with a big U on his chest.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stands for underpants on the inside and outside.
That's right.
That stands for. He's doubled it up, mate.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm curious to know, though, does this movie hold up? I would argue no.
I would also argue no.
There is some good things in it.
There is good, great.
And I think Brandon Routh is still good
as
Superman.
I think he's good as Superman, but I don't think it's worth watching this movie in its entirety to prove that he's good in this. Just take our word for it.
Yeah, just watch the plane catch and the bullet to the eye.
And Richard Branson getting beaten up.
That's right. That'll get you there. Yeah. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week, and there's videos every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday if you do want to subscribe. If you've got a suggestion, we'd love to hear it, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Put it below.
Is there an even worse Superman movie we should watch?
That's a really good question. Arguably, yes, but
it's on the razor's edge, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Pick a Superman movie. We'll probably
talk
about it
yeah.
at some point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, of course, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday morning. That's linked below, though. Also, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
Oh, I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Thanks for watching this video.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This is just, let's do some bonus stuff for the people doing the audio.
Okay.
The audio edition.
I'm ready. You start.
What'd
you have for breakfast today?
What did I have for breakfast today? I actually had...
probably some weird health thing.
No, no.
Or protein.
Sort of was. No,
just
no,
an
it
injection
was.
Of protein directly in your eyeball. Is
no,
that what
it
you
was like a. It's like a bowl I get. It's like a Mexican-esque dish.
Oh,
sort
I've seen
of.
That. Yeah, okay, yeah. Another one.
It's
yeah,
got
yeah.
like It's got like corn chips. They're gluten free. It's got some salsa. It's got some avocado. Mm-hmm. It's got some pulled pork in there for good measure. That's optional. You don't have to do it. It's got some sour cream. It's got some jalapenos.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the jalapenos.
That's
mixed
correct.
Metalo. Yes. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a ham and cheese baguette.
Oh, that sounds
from
pretty
little,
good.
From a little place near my work.
A little place near your work.
That's right.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. I can imagine you dinging that tram going down the street and somebody passes it through you through the window because they know you so well and you know them so well.
Yeah, that's
you're like,
right.
You're like, thanks, Frank.
And they're like, can you pay me sometime, please? And I'm like, nope, got to drive this
See
tram.
See you tomorrow, Frank.
More baguettes for me, sir.
That's some great additional content right there. What if I did leave this in the video? What if I did?
And you make one of your editors do an animation of me getting served a baguette on the tram. Yeah, that'd be great.
Terrific. Happy New Year's, I guess, whenever this is covered out also.
Yeah, Happy New Year's.
And Christmas and
whatever. Happy holidays. Yeah. And Merry Christmas.
We're bringing it back, us.
Yes.
You couldn't say it anymore, but now you can. You're welcome.
That's right.
Yeah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.